wanted to focus on, the other two you focused on already, the question of Pagin Dibura versus Pagin Nemanus, and how we see in our sugya from the Rishonim that what Rav Chanan thought could to be another pasuk, that Pagin Nemanus is easier to say than Pagin Dibura. The raya that he brought from the Mishnah Yevamis and Kedushin, Chora, you see in the Rishonim here, not that way. You see that Pagin Nemanus is of the same level of Pagin Dibura, or maybe worse. According to the Yesh Matarshin, one way to read it, the Yesh Matarshin in the Rush, and the Ritva also quotes that pshat, why don't we say Pagin Dibura, quote-unquote, in our Sugya V'Lavetuvia, so it sounds like it's worse, or it's equal. And the question would be, if you say Pagin Dibura, we should say Pagin Nemanus, because after all, in our Gemara, we're not splitting the Dibur, we're splitting the Nemanus. Regarding the rayas that Rav Chanan brought from the Mishnah Yevamis and the other various Gemaras that you see, it's a davar pashut that you could split the Nemanus. So it's pointed out by the Stipler and others that it's not a ray at all. Why? Because in those cases, we're talking about a special Nemanus that's granted to Yidachon or to the father. And the definition of that Nemanus is specifically for a particular area of halacha. So the fact that it's not going to be believed beyond that area of halacha is not palgina nemanus. It's the nemanus is for what it is. That's not palgina nemanus. Now, she'enkein, if you have an edus, and now there's a problem in the edus insofar as one person is concerned, insofar as one area is concerned, and the psul exists over there, but we want to say, but it won't exist over here, that's palgina nemanus. So we see in our sugya that the Rishonim are lumping that together with Pagin and Dibura. We also, with Medayik in the Baal HaMor, you know, it's not as explicit, but L'chore, it should come out from the Baal HaMor, that he doesn't know about Pagin and Nemanus at all. Because this gets us to the question of what is the case of our Gemara? What's the case that Gemara is discussing? Ilav Etuvia, Kreve the Arva. What were they? Eide Halva, or Eide Piron. And if the Eide Piron, we have to know exactly what they were saying. L'tovas Hamalve, L'tovas Halove, as we'll go, as we'll soon see. So Rashi learns they were Eide Halva. The Baal HaMor Lamais is also going to ultimately hold that way. But he quotes, as does the Ramban and others, B'Shem HaRavid, that the case is Eide Piron. Specifically what? The Lova Tainis Paraiti. And if the Lovis is paraiti, then the Meir, the Arv, would be putter as well. The Eidim support the Toveya, the Malve, and they say that there was no payment. How do they know? So the way they bring the case, Eidim testified that the Lovis confessed that he did not pay. Now, these Eidim are Krovim to the Arv and not related to the Malve, the Lovis. So why did the Ravid learn that the case was Eide Piron, that Lo Para, as opposed to Eide Halva? Says the Baal HaMor, because if it were a case of Eide Halva, so presumably what does the case mean? That the Eidim are testifying that there was Halva, and they're also testifying that so-and-so is an Arif on that Halva. That's all the information that they're bringing to us. Says the Baal HaMor, Pidas HaRavid, which is really not the Ravid that we know of from the Chuvis that Rabban quotes, but this is what the Baal HaMor writes, that could not be the case. Why? Because then you should say, Hakaimon Pagin Dibura. Like you find the statement of Rav Poni Baalish. Adkan, what the Baal HaMor writes, why the Ravid didn't want to learn the case of Eide Halva. What does that mean? Pagin Dibura. In other words, accept their edus, that there was alva, and disregard the cheluk of the edus, that Ploni is an arif, because it's a krovim to the arif. So, the Baal HaMor leaves us hanging. Frek the Ramban on that Baal HaMor. The paragraph in the Mechamos that we read at the end of Shir yesterday. At the very beginning, Amar Kosev. says the Rabban. Lo zu kavanas haravza. That's not the pshat in the Ravid at all. In other words, that the Ravid, the reason why the Ravid had to make the case to be Edei Piron, Shelo Para Halova, and not Edei Hava, because otherwise I would say Pogin and Dibur. Because why? Sh'adayin Hadavar Kasha. Amai Lo Pogin Dibura, meaning, V'lehem Ninu Gabi Lova Shul Chayev Lo, that which they testify that the Lova was Moda, that he did not pay, that should be believed, the Gabi the Lova, that he still owes, V'lo Gabi Arif. Kiddush of Rapapa, Lameimah. Hear from the Rabban is Mashma, that that's Shitas Rapapa. That they're Gabi the Arif, we don't believe them, we don't accept the Eidus. Gabi the Rapalova, we accept the Eidus. Says the Rabban, Umaisa, the Ravid himself, asked this question. Let's say Poginan, and accept them with Gabi, Malvalova, now Gabi the Arif, and he gave a Teretz. And what was the Ravid's Teretz? We all know, it's coming up. We went over yesterday. That we don't say Paginan on a psul of Korva. You don't say Paginan if it's a nane. So again, what the Balmora had in the Ravid, I don't know. It's not our Ravid, for sure. It's not the Ravid in the Chul. But what is the Pshat of the Balmora anyway? What did he say? That the reason why the Ravid needed the case to be, the Eidus was Eidus on the Piron, that they didn't, that the Lova didn't pay, because if it were Eidus on Alva, say Pagina. What happened to that? So what's better if it was Eidus on the Lova didn't pay, say Pagina. So here we can glean from the Baal HaMor that the Baal HaMor apparently holds there's a big difference. In the case of Eidus Alva, what kind of a Pagina is it? What are we saying? Pagina on the what? That there was Alva. We don't accept that so-and-so is an Arif. So what do we call that? Pagina'an Dibura. So that's a kasha. So we should say Pagin Dibura. So what's better about the case that they testify that we know it's Alva, we know these are Arif. They testify that the Lova confessed they didn't pay. So here the Rabban says, still, say Pagina'an. What would be the Pagin over here? Pagina'an what? The manas. That we believe that he didn't pay the Gabi the Lova, and we don't believe that he still owes the Gabi the Arif. So Baal HaMor would obviously be saying implicitly that that Pagina we don't know about. We only know Pagina Dibur, not Pagina Mas. So we've been able to glean from the Baal HaMor, again, Pshat in the Ravid, it may not be Pshat in the Ravid anyway, but what he's saying clearly would be suggesting that he doesn't know about Pagina Mas at all. Again, what about all those rayus that Machan brought from the Mishnah Yevamis? No, that's not Pagina Manas. That means that he's an Echad Eidus Isha. That's what he is. So that's why he's believed, for what he's believed. But if you have Eidus, and you have a problem in the Eidus, and you're going to say, well, I'll still accept it, I'll accept their Eidus, Gabi one thing, Gabi not, Gabi another thing, that we don't say. Okay, that was in terms of the end of Shir yesterday. Now, I want to just go over some loose ends in terms of the cheshbin of the case. We'll see the Ramban has a different suggestion for what the case is, and we'll look so at the Ritva together. Maybe we'll look a little bit at the Mechamas, since we're holding the Mechamas anyway now. Let's continue in the Lashon Mechamas. We're going to avoid the Sugyan Gittin that gets mentioned. We'll avoid the Yerushalmi, the Arichos that the Ramban quotes later in Yerushalmi, that's for another time. But just in terms of Peshat and our Gemara. Let's continue along in the Mechamas. And again, a lot of this you'll find in the Chidushim, the Ramban as well. Va'af b'mashe kasav. That which the Ravid said, b'shetanoseyem b'piron hachov, that the issue between the Malva and the Lova has to do whether the loan was paid. The Lova says, I paid already. So the issue is not, they're not disputing whether it was Alva. They're disputing whether the loan was paid. Nami yafe kive. In other words, that's correct, as opposed to who's pshat in the Gemara, who said otherwise, Rashi, and the Balmor himself at the end likes to think that the pshat is really like Rashi Eidei Hava. She'im, but here the Ramban says not because of Palgina, because of more fundamental reason. She'im tanoseyem be'ikir Hava. So then what? And what does the Arif claim? V'ha'yah ha'arif toen lo aravti me'olam. So who's making him an Arif? Who's establishing his Arif? The same Aden established those all up. And the Arif says, nothing doing. I never pledged, I never co-signed for this. So then the Ramban says, it's obvious that the Edom should be believed, Lugabi the Malva Velova, that there was a Halva, and not Lugabi the Arif. But to say that is not because I'm assuming Palgina. It's because I don't need Palgina. Amaylo mehemni gabi lova velo gabi arif va'afilu leman delo polik dibura. And why is this? Because after all, v'chi ha'edim she'amru mi'idim ana beruvein she'hil vel g'shimen mane u'levi mane. So suppose Edim testified that there was alva to two different people from Ruvain, Ruvain to Shimon, Ruvain to Levi. V'nimtzu krovim eitz Levi. Turns out they crowed him to one of the people who they claim received the halva. Milo mehemni l'gabi Shimon. Would they not be believed l'gabi Shimon? And therefore, in our Gemara, what does the Gemara say? The hecham rinan la'abas arba azil. That the Gemara says they can't be taken as their edus, even l'gabi malvin the lover. Why? Because after all, it affects the arif, and the lover would. That default, you go to the Arif. What do you mean? Hechamin labas arva azel. Mi'chni sal Arif with that. Sheyelchu acharav. Who's bringing the Arif into this? Ha edus love, vaday edus achas bifnei atzma, va'arvuso shelevi, that which Levi is an Arif, edus acharis. So what? Because they sent edus at one time that talks about a halva to Shimon and the arvus of Levi on that halva makes it that it should need a palgin on here. Atu mishum v'betoch kidei dibur heidu v'nefsalin. Still, hare edus mochlekes v'shnei adam hi. So this is the Ramban's point. Much stronger than the Balamor. The Balamor thought that the case can't be a case of edi halva because of palgina. In fact, the Ramban, but then you could say palgina now too. So we gave the teretz because palgina monas is not accepted by the Balamor. The Ramban says more simply, if for a case of Eidei Halva, you wouldn't need to come out to Palgina. It's two separate Eideis. Just the fact that they mentioned in Tokidei Dibur that there was an Arif here, he denies it, so accept their Eideis on the Eideis of the Lover. No, apparently the Balamor didn't agree with this. The Balamor thought that for such a case, you need to come out to Palgina. So this requires thought. What's the Nikudas of Machlokas? The Balmar would apparently hold that if the Eidus contains information about the Arif being an Arif and about the Lover being a Lover, that requires a Palgina. No, what does that mean? Would the Balmar argue on the example the Ramban gave as well? Or is it only because of an Arif? What do you think, Ari? In other words, if the Eidus would be that Reuven lent Shimon Mane and Levi Mane and the Krovim to Levi, and you want to accept them for Shimon, you need Palginet for that, or it's because of two separate Eidus? According to the Balamor, that would also be a required Palginet, only because it's a Lov and an Arif. Yeah?
Only Lov and Arif, because their difference would be that Lov and Arif isn't the responsibility of the Arif to cover up the Lov.
So it's the same Halva, he's connected to the Halva.
Exactly, but in the case of two people, they have no relevancy to each other, other than the fact that they each are money in person.
Okay.
Why would you ever assume
to
be together?
Okay, I hear. What's your idea? What do you say?
Question.
There should be maybe this is your question. Go ahead.
It's confusing whether the Ravid holds as a star or not, because based on the Ravid Shaila, there's no star. You said in the Rosh that the Ravid did hold as a star.
Yeah, that was a little bit ambiguous. Michal put it yesterday out. Right. The Rosh seemed to think there was a star. The Ramban's.
We're under the Ramban's understanding of the involved.
I mean, he says the talk they did, but that's the case of the. Yeah, sounds like it's. It sounds like it is. Yeah, going on in this case. Ha'edus de'lover v'adai edus achas b'fnei atzma ve'arvusa shelover edus achas atu mishum the talk they did he'idu. The Ramban Kinder understood it to be edus balpeh. Yeah. You're saying chayra, you could have been machalik and say that if you have in the star, two different individuals, even if they're two separate topics. But maybe that fact that it's one star might unite them. And bring me a raya to this, everybody. What is it that it was quoted in the Rush and the Ritva that seems to discuss such a case? Maybe. What was the Yerushalmi that was quoted? Rav Yochanan of Ishlokish. What's the case? Star matana. That Reuven is giving the matana to two separate people. The Edom who signed the star matana are Krovim to one of the Mekabli matana and not the other one. Now, where would you put that? And here you see Rav Yochanan of Ishlokish having machlokis. So is this based on Palgina and is it not? Based on Palgina? What?
Totally different because one
shtar. Oh, so that's what we're bringing in. The fact that it's one shtar, but the two mikadra. So the Ritva is going to focus on this. We'll see soon in the Ritva how you can sort of square that with our Gemara. Maybe possibly focusing on who, what's the Iker Edus of the shtar? Is it on the Nosen? Is it on the Mekablin? But you have to know in terms of defining the parameters of when you're dealing with a Palgina situation, a need for Palgina, or not even a need for Palginan, you have to know if there's any kind of unifying framework that could also, you know, change the equation. L'mashal, and again, we'll soon get to the Ritva, but the Rush, matter-of-factly, quoted our Gemara as the case of a star. He compares it to the Yerushalmi, and this, presumably the Rush would be saying that the star states, number one, that it was a halva to Shimon, and Levi is an Arif. So the two things that the Ramban wants to consider to be unrelated adios, and if they're made on them betoche de dibur, that doesn't make it more linked one with the other to require palgina. No, the Rush brought the case as a case of star, and walks away. Says, yeah, so that's why we have an issue of palgina here. And then he asked the kasha from palgina later on. He asked it on the Ravitz Pshat, but L'chorek could also be on the Pshat of the Rashi. So again, what you're bringing is very relevant. In other words, maybe the star makes a difference. Now the Balamor, I don't know, is he talking about a star? Not talking about a star. The Balamor requires Palgina, or it could be a case of Eide Halva. Any indication in the Balamor that he thought it was a star versus not a star, I don't see it. The Ramban, again, the Ramban assumes it's two adios. He doesn't talk about a star. Do you see in the Balmer any indication? I don't think so. This is, again, a very hard to pin down the machokis, but clearly you see machokis here, unless you want to make the cases different. The Balmer is talking about a star. The Ramban is talking about not a star. But other than that, there's the machokis here. If you have two separate people that are part of this adios, and you want to accept part of the Eidus, you say, well, that's not Pagina. This Eidus I'm accepting, the other Eidus I'm not accepting. Or no, it's once it was an Eidus biyachad on both, so maybe I need a Pagina for that. Maybe Arv and Lova are different than two Lovin. Maybe two Mekabli Matana are different also. You have to know each case for itself. Okay, this is one Nekuda that we'll soon see more about in the Ritva. Once we're holding in the Ramban, let's go a little bit further in the Ramban. Something else. Elavadai, so now he says, of course, it was Eidi Hava. You can accept one Eidus and disregard the other Eidus without resorting to Palgina. Elavadai, Ein Lamida, Vishitano Seyem, the Eidus Ha'edim Be'ikar Hava, Kamosha Pirish Balamar. The Hassan Vadai, Tsulim Lazeh, Uksherin Lazeh, Velo Bayam Nifla Dibura. Again, the Ramban makes his point very clearly. To say that does not require us to subscribe to Palgina, because it's two separate adios. Koshkin, the Kaimalan, the Palgin Dibura, Kideve Rava based. But now the Ramban wants to tweak things a little bit. So far, where are we holding? What's the case of our Gemara? Ilav and Tuvia are testifying, for the Ramban, it sounds like it's Valpeh, that to benefit who? Ilav says, I paid. Malvis says, you didn't pay. Come, Ilav and Tuvia, and testify that the Loveh did or didn't?
Didn't.
Did not pay. He was Modeh, didn't pay. That's within the Raya. Comes to Ramban and says, no. Now, something else before we continue. And within the Machlokes in the Gemara, what was Rav Papa's Shita? What did we see Meduik and the Ramban until now? What did Rav Papa think? That we accept the Eidus. That means that what? That the Lova will have to pay. And what if the Lova doesn't have money? Would the Arav have to pay, according to Rav Papa? It was, what Shita is Rav Papa? Is Shita is Rav Papa that we accept the Eidus even for the Arav? Or that we say Palgina? So far, what did we see in the Ramban about that question? There was an indication in the Lashon of the Ramban on that question. Go ahead.
You wouldn't be involved at all.
So would the Arav have to pay? No. Where did you see it in the Ramban?
From the form of the Arav, Kisar, and Baal Mor?
Yes. When he asked the Kasha and the Baal Mor, who's explaining why the Raya didn't want the case to be Edi Hava, because you say Palginan, the Ramban says, so what are you gaining about the case that you said now? That the Edom said that the Lova confessed that he didn't pay. But still, say Palgina now too, Palgina Nemanus, kid this of Rav Papa. So for now, the Ramban was holding that Shitas Rav Papa is that we accept them, Gavi Malva Velova, but not Gavi Arav. That is going to change, Rabosa. You'll see it when we see the Ramban's own Pshat Nesugi. Let's go now from where we're holding in the Ramban. Avo Mashat Piresh. That which, what's he go? Who's Masha Piresh? Who's he referring to? Masha Piresh. Who is it going on? What? The Ravid. Kigon Sheheidu Elo Edom Shelo Para. That the Edom, again, the Lova says, I paid. Malva says, you didn't pay. The Edom said that the Lova did not pay. Lefi Daiti Chiluf Hein Hadvarim. I think, says the Ramban, the opposite. Not that the Edom testify on behalf of the Malva, but as we'll see now, they're testifying to benefit the Lova. The Hacha Bishitanosein the Piron Hachov Kigon Shahayel Malva Star Kasher Aleihem. The Malva had a star. Normally, if there's a star beyond a Malva, the assumption is that it was not paid. Otherwise, the star would have been given back to the Lova. But now, if you have Edom, you have Edom that you paid the Seder. He never took the star back. V'halo toanim paranu. What's the halolu? I don't know what halolu is. Mistami means the love and the arif. That's the halolu. Two people. Who doesn't want to have to pay this hove? The love and the arif. So the love and the arif say, we pay. Now we pay, the love pay. Okay. V'hevi elu ha'edim. This means the stomach of the love brings edim. Shepara. Oh. So the Edim are testifying to support the defense of the Lova that he was paid. Now, here's the issue. Now, notice the Ramban has a new knech in the sugya. Shinamin osam al halove lepatro. If you're going to believe the Edim regarding the Lova that he's pater, af ha'arev pater. There's no chov. So obviously the Lova would also be pater. The EF shall chayiv zeh, the lift of zeh, la'olam. You can't have a situation that the lova would be putter from the chov, and the arv has to pay the chov. Does that mean? What does he mean? EF shall. What? There's no chov to pay. For the arv meila the tolada, you can't. He doesn't have to pay. There's no chov for the lova to pay. So now, it's a different picture. Now, the Ramban is going to change Rav Papa. Rav Papa is not going to be Pogina. You see, here, the Ramban has to switch what he said before. It's interesting. In the other direction, that the Ravid was saying, that the Edom said on behalf of the Malveh, Shelo Para, then the Ramban was going to learn in Rav Papa. Rav Papa is going to say that insofar as the Arav is concerned, we can take on that the Lova paid. Before, it's mashma for Rav Papa. If the Lova defaults, the Arav doesn't have to pay. We accept the Eidus, the Gavi, the Lova. But in this pshat of the Ramban, that the Ramban is learning that the case is that the Edom said that the chov was paid, now he has to change Rav Papa's pshat. Because it's not shaykh to have that the Arif should be have to pay a chov that the lover doesn't have to pay. So if the Edom established that the lover is pater, now what's the machokis about? V'sav Rav Papa l'meimar kevin the hashta. Right now, what's in front of us? Who's the din Torah between right now? Who's coming to the court? Malva the lover. Kevin the hashta malva alei the lover ka'asi. The mother's coming against the lover. Uli didei tavo, he's coming, he's making his claim on the lover. V'sadi rechiki minei. The Edom are not krovin to the lover and the mother, to the lover here. So therefore, patrina lei. We make the lover pater. Because the Edus on the lover has no problems associated with it. V'lomis hani arev bahachi. And that's not called that the Arif is somehow benefiting from this. Even though he is benefiting. But that's not called he's benefiting. Why not? Why isn't it a clear benefit? Go ahead.
Because the responsibility of the lover is to pay back. That's how things are supposed to work.
Or, say better, say differently. Go ahead.
Guaranteed
not guaranteed he'd have to pay. He may never have to pay anyway. It's all hypothetical. Possibly could be to that. The inami lo asisadi. Even if Edom would not come, lo vepara. What does he mean? Lo ve could pay. So it's not for sure that the Arif has now benefit. Therefore, it's not called an Edus on the Arif at all. This is Shitas Rav Papa. So notice, whereas before we have a daik in the Ramban, where he was learning Bedasa Ravid, that was the Ravid's Kinira saying that the Edom said Shelo Para. There, the Shita of Rav Papa was a Palgina. Because there we could see the possibility of assuming Gabi the Arif that the Chov was paid, even though Gabi the Lova, we assume it wasn't paid. That could be a Palgina. But when it comes to the Ramban's own Pshat, that the Edom are actually testifying Shepara, there he has to change Rav Papa. Here he's learning Rav Papa's Shita is that there's no consequence to the Arif. So therefore, the Ptur is chal on the Lover, the name of the Arif is Pata. Because it's not cool, he's getting Hana from this. Because for all we know, the Lover would have paid anyway. Amalei Rav Huna, comes Rav Huna and says, Ilesei the Lover, Lobas Arva Azo. But wait a second, Lamaisa, the Lover could default. Not for sure you'd pay. The Lover doesn't have money, the Arif would have to pay. The Kemish Akein, that's the case. What I see happening right now is something that could be seen as affecting who? The Arif. Kivi hashta patris remishi budu di ikale al pikrovin. Hilka hakoche patre jisu. It's a different silky according to this. So now it's a different Gemara. So it comes out that the shayla in the Gemara is not a shayla, we say palginan. The shayla, whether I see this as edus that's negair to the Arif or negair only the love. Again, this is the Ramban's Om Pshat. You see this in the Chiddush Ramban as well. He says, toward the end of the piece, after bringing the Ravid and the Tapliga Pagin the Manas, he says, okay, he asked the kasha on the Ravid. The hacha begemar in mashma from the chiddush Ramban. The ilah mishum the lesser lover asli basa arva mehemni havi gabi lover alma pagina dibur bechay gavna. The Ravid is saying we don't say pagina by karov. It's mashma in the Gemara. And without this svara, I would say pagina. And what did the Ravid say? By a carve, you don't say Palgina. So he says the Yeshua Omar. The Hacha came at the Dina bin Lover Lamalve, Havi, Ilav Haitaima, Mehemni, the Iker Edus Lurachokim. Abu Hassam said, Dusar Tavai Udami Kichada. But then he says like this, that with the D Lomis Tavar Hachi, the very end, Kach Nirali. This is parallel to what just read in the Machamas. Bishatano Seyem, Bipirona Chov. Kigon Shaya Lamalve Shtar Kosher. The halalu toanim came out the same lashon as the machamos. Halalu toanim paranu. Behavi Adam Krovim Arv Sapara. Shimna Minosa Halova Shalopotro Afa Arapata. The Yefshu Chai Zev Liftoze. The Sabra Papula Memar came with the Hashta Mavalek Alekoi Kaasi Udi De Tava Patrinale. Vromis Hana Arbachi. The Inami Goasi Sadi Lova Para. For Amale Rafuna, Ilasi Lova Lapas Arva Aslinan. The Kimisha Kane Hashta Patris Lemishi Bodigale. Lamaisa, the Ramban and the Chidushin says the same thing. Yeah, oh yeah.
Given that they were Papa, does he consider Hanah to be like a chance of
the
happening?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it could be, it's a machokis and what Arvus is. You have to know how to teach the machokis, exactly. So what is the Nikudas of machokis? Why does our Papa see the quote unquote benefit of the Arv not being relevant? And Rafuna says it smells to me like a ki'ilu machokis in the Yisod of Arvus. Again, more than that I can't tell you. But it sounds that way from this. There's a chakir in Arvus. Is Arvus a responsibility for the halva or for the chov? Could be, you can play with that a little bit. This is the Ramban Pshat. Yeah, no.
I guess that I'm trying to respond a little bit to the fact that you could, the way you can understand the puppets is that in order to be considered Hana, you have to have a little sex that happened. So nothing changed, right? There was never a circumstance that changed another circumstance. It was just something that was blurry, and then something came out of it. But so in order to actually be considered having gotten Hana,
you have to be concrete. You can see it right now.
Halos, to change something that you were in a position and you got out of that position. You're never in the position that you were actually.
So what is it? But the Shibud exists. You got rid of the Shibud. You got rid of the Shibud right now.
Yeah, that's
that's part of the question.
That's not cool. That's not.
Okay, but there's a Shibud. And yeah.
Would
it change? Doesn't sound that way. Now I can start making chalukim. Lamaisa, this is not Rav Chana's kashya. In the Kabbalah's Biurim, Makis, in Ozayin, he quotes this Ramban. And he asks the following question, the Ramban's Pshat. Again, the Ramban learns that the Edom testify on behalf of the Lova, that it was paid. And again, as the Ramban, we just read the Ramban, and the Gemara concludes, since the Lova defaults, the Arv has to pay, so it's called the Arv is getting benefit. Umevuar, says Rav Chanan, Shesovesh, Eef Shalifter Salova El Chayves Arv. What he's saying, the Ramban, is you can't have that the Lova should be Pater and the Arv should be Chayev. Why? So, Kinnir, the reason is, Mishum Tikeva de Leka Lova Leka Arv. There's no Lova, there's no Arv. So he asks on this, Tmiani, Imkain, how could the Gemara conclude by saying that the Eidos cannot be accepted to Pata the Lova? Because through that, you're going to Pata the Arv with Krovin, with Eidos Krovin. The pater ha'arev u'mabekach. Let the arev be pater. Who cares? We don't need to believe them. Gabi the arev. What's the argument of the Gemara? Because it's again the arev, you're patering the arev with edus of krovin. No, you're not. Who are you patering with edus of krovin? The lova. Memelu is no arev. So what's the time of the Gemara? That's what Vachan asks. He gives a muscle, interesting muscle. Lamaisa, the Arav's chiyuv is totally in the chiyuv of the Lova. But the Eidos is on the Lova. Haga'asmacha. Here's this interesting time. Ruvain was mischayiv to Shimon $100. But he tells Shimon, I'm making my chiyuv to you depend if Levi will be mechayiv $100 to Yehuda and Beis Din, then I'm mechayiv myself to you $100. To you, Shimon. So Ruvain makes his chiyuv to Shimon depend on Levi's becoming liable to Yehuda. Come Edim, who are krovim to Ruvain, and they want to testify for Levi to be chayv to Yehuda $100. What's the ramifications of Levi being chayv to Yehuda? Now Ruvain's chayv is going to kick in. The Edim are krovim to Ruvain. Atu neima as Rav Chana, neima shelo naminam gavi Levi, b'shem da'al yidei zeh yiskayim atnai. If you believe this Edim, that Levi owes Yehuda money, so then Reuven's tonight that he's mechayv himself to Shimon, is going to kick in, because he says, if Levi is mechuyev to Beis and to Yehuda, I'm mechayev myself to you. So Edom can't testify on behalf of Levi to be chayev to Yehuda if they're krovim to Reuven, because it's going to have a nafka mina for Reuven, it's chayev. V'nimsam to mechayev is when Edom's krovim, ha-burcha, it makes no sense. Elevada, nemanim ugabi Levi, memeli is chayev gam Reuven. So too, v'divya Ramban, smichim iyon gadol. He leaves it with the tzarech iyon gadol. That's his time under Ramban, different time. He says, Chayra, what did the Ramban say? What's the Gemara's maskana? Because it has shaykhis to the Arev, well, my say, like a lov, like a Arev. So the Edus is on the lov. Yeah, you know, here in Kashi.
I wonder if whether you hold that the Sulu Korva is like a Hashash Mashach or not, because if it is, then
you
yeah.
think even this case too? You're telling this case? He can't conceive that this case should be true.
Even
it has. If Levi's chayef to you, then it'll turn out that Reuven's chayef is
a little bit.
How far does Nagia the Edus go? I don't know. Krovim, Krovim is not necessarily Shash Meshach right away. It's not. Chor Pashta Steph. Nagias may be a right, could be, but it's Krovim. Here's Krovim also. Krovim is Xeris Melech. Moshe Aaron Apostle is Krovim. It's not because of Shash Meshach. Shash Meshach, I hear you saying, how far does Nagias go? It's not. It's so Kurva. That's a B'chon's time, Sarchin Gada on the Ramban. Yeah.
I think that you have had that in that case,
this is their edus as a tznai that's hanging in the balance because of this. So what?
I would say that maybe the chiyuv by an orev is a little more totally on the case, because there are a lot of times where a malva won't give a loan unless there is an orev. So the chiyuv only began because there was an orev. So you can say that he's more tied into the chiyuv because he's the cause for the chiyuv
that
we started.
Yeah, you have to start going in that direction. I think so. Okay. You can leave it, but it's a kash. Let's do the Ritva a little bit. Just see some loose ends in the Ritva. Okay, and again, you know, there's always more to do, but just for ourselves, just one more angle, okay? The Ritva from the beginning, okay, the first comment is what the Bacha really talks about. What's the Gemara doing here? It doesn't really know. It belongs in Sanhedrin by the Mishnah Sukurva, or earlier, in San Prabhupada. Okay, the Bach suggested that it happened in Rabbi's basement. All right. What's the case? Here is Rashi. The Edim were Ede Hava. What did they testify? They testified to Reuven, Hilva, Lashem, and Maneh, the Levi Arif. Again, so the Edus included all the information relevant to the Hava, who the Malva is, who the Lova is, who the Arif is. And now, Reuven is Tovea, Shimon, the Lova, says Rapapa, Kseirim, because of Gabi Malva Malova, they're not Krovim. Says Avhuna Meshua, no. Since if the Lova has no assets, they go to the Arif, it's as if they'd be testifying on the Arif. Now, I want you to take these words and keep them in your head because of something the Ritva is going to say soon. How did the Ritva learn Pshat in these words of Avhuna Meshua? Lamasha. The Pshat that we just finished within the Ramban. What did the Gemara mean with those words? Kevan the is leslie galova labas arva azil malva. So according to Ramban, all that meant was because it could happen, the lova defaults and the arv has to pay. So therefore, the edus is therefore seen as shaykh to the arv too. The Ritva is going to take this in a different way, and the Baal Mar also, the Tochad Barman says this, that it's like it's saying the guf echad. I don't know that the Rush took it that way. You'll see. But you'll see in a minute where I'm getting it from. Kimad the Misri Hashtal Arbanam. B'chem Pirish HaRambam. We don't know where the Rambam is. Okay. V'lo Pirish Rabbeinu. Meaning Rashi. Because he's quoting Rashi here. Im Haisa Tviyazu B'milval Pe'al Mil B'shtar. Rashi is ambiguous. Rashi doesn't say. So the first Rishon that we see that's bringing up the issue The Rosh sounded like he was talking about Molda. The Rosh, Molda Bistar. The Ramban, but according to the sheet of Eid Alva, seemed to think it was Eidin Malpeh. The Rifasus Rashi doesn't tell us. Okay. Upirish Rabbeinu. Now he's saying B'Shem HaRamban. The Nova Alpeh Rekha Lefrushi. Could be Nova Alpeh. Then Cain, Shtei Eidios Chalukos, saying, we've got to be this little tiny of the Ramban. V'lam Moro Yineman HaShemen. Atum Amru. This is the time that we saw in the Ramban, the Chidushim, the Machamos. Im Amru Shnaim Ruvim Lehevel HaShemen Umanu Lelevi. And the Krovim HaShemen. Kum Yifsili HaLevi Amai. V'afilu He'idu Shtei Eidios Tokidei Dibor. This I didn't see in the Ramban. Did we see this in the Ramban before? The Ramban made the Taina. So the guys are Taining back. Yeah, maybe in the Bishtar. The Ritva says, yeah, you have to say that for us. It's Eidus Bishtar. Kenin Lafarshah Beidus Bishtar. Shechesum Boi Glove. They signed on the star. What's the reason for Avon Be'Beshua? Mishum. The Kula Star, the Chasim Alav, Kechada Sadusa. Everything in the star is one Eidus, and you can't split it. Yeshua Minu Achasa. If we stopped right here in the Ritva, we'd be more or less exactly what we saw in the Rosh in the beginning. When the Rosh said in the very first paragraph, Pirush Rashi Eidah Havohayu, the Rosh quotes a Yerushalmi, V'dam Yuhad the Yerushalmi, two Mekablim Atana, the Eidim Akrovim to one of the Mekablim. So Rav Yochanan says that you can't accept this Eidus at all for anybody. So too says the Rosh over here. Since Ileske Love Basa Arva Azel and Kain Nichtav Hashtar Al Halove Al Ha'arv. And if the Pasul Alov, Larv Pasul Nafgalov. The problem is the Ritva presses on. So right now everything is good, according to Rashi, right? Eidus Bishtar, one star, everything is connected. Vadayin Kosha. Because of you. Go ahead, I'll guess. So what Pshat Rapapa, the Rosh doesn't say. What did he think? Is it Palginan? Is it... What would you think in Pshat Rapapa now? Is it Palginan? Is it just... It can be accepted? Ms. Dhamma, it's not going to be accepted, right? Probably need a Palginan. Only the Ramban, we said that for it because of the Eidus being Shalopara. Shapara, rather. Vadayin Kosha. Mihoda Amina B'Sanhedrin Maisil HaRif. He brings the story that the Rif quotes in the from the Yerushalmi. It's the Yerushalmi that he's quoting here. Kasam konachasav shnei bnei adam krom lezerachok lezer. So you have Eidim on the Shtar Matana, who are krovim to one of the people who are to receive the Matan. It's palgin v'shlokish v'od yochana. V'chokish v'shlokish v'od yochana. V'shlokish says k'shem lezer psum lezer. Okay, so Mela, that Mekabel, who did not related to, can get his share of the Matana. Rav Yochanan says, no. He talks of Tzun Lezeh, Tzun Lezeh. Hilchas of Rav Yochanan. So Paskin's the Rif and the Ramba. In fact, the Ritva, Akasha. Dim Kain, Lama Lila Mitan Taima Hacha, Mishim Delove Basa Arva Azel. What is it? Gemara need to give this new reason that the Love, who doesn't have money, so then the Mav will come after the Arif. Ha'afil bin Makabli Matana, Amrav Yochanan, the Psun Koshkin Arva. The Koshi in the Kasha Rapapa. So what's Pshat? If Rav Yochanan holds by the Makabli Matana, that if they crowed him to one of the Makablin, then the entire star is no good. So what do you need to come up to a new reason in the Gemara of Labas Arva Azil? This Kasha. What's the kasha? All it means is that it's all, therefore, it's nechtav al ha'arav. That's what the Rosh said. What did the Rosh say? The cave on Rosh HaRosh. Cave on the Ileske Lova, Azu Bas Arva, in Kain, nechtav ashtar al ha'arav, al ha'arav. That's exactly the point. The words of the Gemara are a way of saying that the star is about him and about him. What's brought in the Ritva? Why do we need this new svar? The Rosh says, that's just a way of saying that the star is on everybody. So I see here, Machlokes, the Rosh and the Ritva, Pshat in the words of the Gemara. The Rosh took these words on another level. Not just a way of saying, oh, so it's Nogeya, the Arav as well as the Lover. The Shtar is on anybody. That's what the Rosh said. The Ritva takes these words to mean that the Lover and the Arav are Chad Gufa. As we'll soon see a few minutes later. Take a look. Now the Rosh is going to answer the Kash. So first he answers one possible terrace. Umashma de Tavayu as leadership of the Rosh Lakish. So he says, oh, must be that you need this new reason, because this Gemara, these two Amorayim, follow Shitas Rish Lakish in that Yerushalmi. What Rish Lakish hold in the Yerushalmi, in the case of the Matana, that the one who they're not Karov to can get the Matana. So maybe we need to come out to a new reason over here. We're not going with Rav Yochanan. One pshat. Mashmit Tavayu as Lishis of the Rish Lakish. And that's where a puppet thought, it's okay. V'Rav Huna, Rav Shua Omar, the shiny hacha, here it is. The arva kegufa de lovu. How did the Ritva take the words of the Gemara? Arva is kegufa de lovu. It's a special din. The arv is like one person with the lovu. And that's a new svar. By matana, it wouldn't be true. Two different people. So Shlokish is correct. They're not proven to the other guy. Reuven and Shimon are mekabli matana. The star mentions two names. They're not Krovim to Reuven, only Krovim to Shimon. So Reuven gets the Matana. Over here, the Arif and the Lova are one. Nusvar. However, I have another way to solve this, and that would be by trying to understand the Machlokis of Yochanan Rish Lakish. And then we can make this Gemara stem with Rav Yochanan as well. He says, I wrote in another place in Sechti Gittin. I don't think we have it. Could be it's in Tshuvas, they say in the bottom. Shenir mina Yerushalmi, what's the machokis of Yochanan Rish Lakish? Says the Ritva, I explained, Rish Lakish holds Iker Edus Matana. When you have a Shtar Matana, what is the Edus? On the Nose or on the Makaba? What's the focus of the Edus? So he says, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish holds the Iker Edus is on the Makabli Matana. Makablim are two different people. So therefore, the Krovim to Reuven at the Shimon, Shimon can get the Matan. Rav Yochanan says, the Iker Edus, Allah knows in who Iker Edus, because it's coming from the perspective of the Nosein, and if they're Krovim to one of the Mekablim, it's a problem. Them came Bahadahacha, Lova Va'arv Shnei Gufim Hain, Shehem HaMeschayvim, Bahavlik Shnei Nosein. Rav Yochanan would agree over here. Because here we have two different people. By Ishtamatana, it's all focus of the Nose. Over here, it's two different people. That's where Papa said it was okay. Comes up Huna and says, no. Okay, see the Ritva. Again, for the Rosh, I don't think there would have been a problem to begin with. Because all the Gemara was saying was that it's all one star on everybody. The Ritva has this extra Svara that he put into the Gemara. Said, so how does it, what do you need it for? Tape it away from the Gemara to Yerushalmi. Either we go to Rish Lakish or go to Rav Yochanan. But the Svar of Yochanan is specific over the Arab because it's the Nosein is Chad Gufa. Here it's two different people, Kamaspo and Afun of Yeshua, that they're considered to be Chad Gufa. Something else I want to focus on in the Ritva further on. Question so far, anyone? Yeah. This is one that could go a little bit ahead in the Ritva. We quote the Ravid. Now here I see a shinui between the Ritva and the Ramban that we had before. HaRavid Zal Pirsha Lizu Ve'edei Piron. See a paragraph ahead. Yeah? The Ravid learns the case is Edei Piron. Kigon Shetava Ruven Neshimen Nova Bishtar Shoei Belova Levi Arif. The Havis Shimon Edi Piron Alzeh. So what does this mean? What were the Edom? Edom said what? What did we see in the Ramban? The Shem arrived. What were the Edom saying?
That he paid.
Here he's bringing that he paid. The they were krov to the Arev and not to the Lovin. Val zeh savra pabla meimar. They came into the Devech Hikininu. Eidim sheirim heim. The hashta lo tavel Arev klum. Here it lines up with Ramban. Ramban, he's quoting in the Ravid, but what was the pavasita? Palginon, or that the totally kasher? Because the issue now is not the Arev, the issue is the Lovin. So what does he say? Has to look up Arif Kulam. The issue is not about the Arif right now. But I'm about to show no. Keva and the Malva Basa Arif Azil. Bituro Shalove Baze. Kipituro Shal Arif. Uki Ilu Boyim Liftor Esa Arif Him. It's as if they're becoming the Patadar. So this lines up with the Pshat that we had in the Ramban himself. Right? Okay. But now the Ritva brings the other case. Vechen Yeshna Lezu. You can also have it in the reverse case. Now, this is what they're pointing at in the Haris on the Ritva. L'chor, this is not like Aramban at all. What is the reverse case? So Milval Peh, and there's an Eidus that there was an Arvus of Levi, but Tor and Shimon Shapara, Uruvain, Hevi Eidim, Shahodalo Shalopara. So the Edom are testifying that there was a hodah of Levi, of Shimon, that he did not pay. This was the pshat that was the Ramban liked or didn't like. What? That the Edom said shalopar. That was the right. The Ramban didn't like this. He's bringing this as of equal weight. That's what they point out in Haris. This is not does not stem with the Ramban by us. The savra papa lechayv leShimon kelav him Edom. And we would add, and what would be the status of the Arev if the Lova defaulted? Would he pay, would he not pay? According to this Pshat, what did Ramban say? With the Palgina. That's how we were to that's the tag in the Ramban. I'm of them sure came as Ilobo Adam Kral, Shilobo Adam Elohim and Nemel Shaparo, Vaya Arev Patra Miyad. Again, that's not the Ramban that we have. Now, the question I'm wondering about is the next line of the Ritva. Comes the Ritva now on the heels of bringing two Pshatim. He brought it from the Ramban, both Pshatim, that either the Edom said on behalf of the Loveh Shepara, or they said on behalf of the Malveh Shalopara. Comes through it with the kasha. Ika de makshahacha. Maishna. From Pony or Vanegar Tzoni. Palgina Dibura. Is this kasha palgina? A kasha of both pshatim? We're only on the last pshat that he mentioned, that the Edom said shalopara. What does the palgina say? Let's think it through, Rabbo. Say with me. Okay? The last pshat that the Ritva quoted a minute ago was the pshat that we saw in the Ravid, the Ramban quoted in the Ravid, that the Edom said, Shalopara. Now, what would the kasha be in the Palgina? What would the Palgina be? Why not say that Binoge, the Loveh, we take on what, like the Edom said, that he didn't pay. But Binoge, the Arif, we should still assume that Arif should be Pater. And we should say that the Palgina and the Arif would be Pater. That's a Palginan that we can understand the Kasha. But if the Ritva is now asking this Kasha Palginan on both Pshatim that he just mentioned, what was the first Pshat that the Ritva mentioned? That's the Pshat that we saw in the Ramban. That was the Pshat that the Edom came on behalf of who? On behalf of the Lova to say Para. So what would the Palginan be? That we would say, the Benoge, the Lova, we should say that he's Pater. Because Para. And Benogei, the Arav, we should say that the Lova didn't pay and the Arav should have to pay. Is that conceivable? If the Lova is Pater, then what do we see in the Ramban? The Memeo of the Arav doesn't have to pay. There's no Chol for the Arav to pay. That was the whole point. In other words, the Kasha of Palginan that we've been discussing, that the Ravid had to answer, was only Lishitaso. That the Ravid learned that the Shaila was that the Edom said Shalopara. So let's say a Palginan and say that we should accept the Edom Shalopara, the Nogea, the Loveh. And benugei the Arav, we shouldn't accept it. So the Lova should be chayv, the Arav should be part of that, I cannot imagine. But to ask the kash in the other direction, the way the Ramban himself works out, that the issue is that the Edom said on behalf of the Lova Shapara. And then if the low, and then Kamsapuna says no, that since it's no gear the Arav is low, the Shiva the Arav, so then we can't accept the Edus even on behalf of the Lova. Ko Ravachan has the kasha, good. Why is the Arav's Shiva relevant here? Good. But Ramban said that. Now you can ask the Pagina. That what the Nogea, the Lova, we should accept Shapara, that he's Pater, but the Gea, the Arav, we shouldn't accept it because the Krovin and the Arav should be Chayiv. L'chor, no one has such a kasha. To the contrary, the Ramban's Pshat has the benefit that there is no kasha to answer Pagina. And that's how the Ramban flows, both in the Chidushim and the Mocham, which Duchaz and Rova, you'll see. The Ramban, the way he learned the Gemara, he doesn't have to deal with his kasha of Pagina. He brought the Ravid. The Ravid has his famous answer. Valdavar, Krovim, and so on. The Ramban doesn't have this issue at all. The Ramban's Pshat and the Sugya that the Edom testify on behalf of the Lova, Shapara, so the Sugya flows perfectly. So, Louis the Mishapina, I would say, in a Chinami, the Ritva is Ika de Makshahacha, in the way it's laying out in the Ritva, is only a Kasha on which Pshat? That the Ritva mentioned before, on the Pshat, which is the most recent Pshat. He quotes it in that order. He quotes both Pshatim, the Ramban, which is not correct by us in the Ramban, but he quoted both Pshatim. The last Pshat that he mentions was the Pshat that the Edom said, Shelo para, iket amak shahach. But according to the Pshat that he quoted first, that the Edom said, Shapara, there'd be no kasha pagim. Questions? But both of you, what I'm saying? So I think, Baruch Hashem, we have put together a lot of strands today in terms of the having gotten through the sugya, the yisodas of pagin, the mamas pagin, the dibura, but also the cheshbining out from the rishonim in what the case is, the advantages of the various possibilities. We have a total of 3 pshatim in the case of the Gemara. Either Edi Halva, now you have to know Bishtar about Pat, that's what Rashi said, the Balmar says that way. You have to work out why the Ravid didn't want to say that. The Ravid learns it was Ede Piron, meaning Shelo Para. They defended the Toveya. Here's where the Lamda starts. What about Pagina? For the Pagina, and here you have to say Pagina Nemanus. Could be the Balmar assumed that that's a Ravid. There is no such thing as Pagina Nemanus. The Ravid asked the Kasha, assuming that it is linked to Pagina Dibura, the famous terrors of the Ravid. Baldavar is different than Krovin. Krovin, don't say Paginan. You say it's Gematim Sasabat Kakula. Oh, this is within the Ravid's take of the Gemara that it was Edim Shalopara. That we have the Ramban Pshat that we saw today, the Chidushim and the Mochamos, that the Edim came to say on behalf of the Lova, Shapara. And if Machokis is a Machokis in terms of whether you can accept the Edis on the Lova, because right now, who knows if the Arab would have to Edim have to be anyway. Or do we say, no, since it could be Shaykh for the Arab, there's a Shibud here, so it's considered to be no Edis for now. It's as if they're saying on the Arab as well. This Pshat L'chora doesn't have the kasha of Pagina associated with it, if we're correct in our learning of the sugya. Avachan leaves a tzarachim gadol on the Ramban. I mean, so why is it such a big deal that the Arav could be affected? L'maisa, it's just really no different than a tzai. One person says, I'm chayv to you, myself to you, if the other one is chayv to the other one. So why should Aiden not be able to testify to the other guy if they're related to me? Okay, you have to know how to answer that. This is the Pshat of the Ramban. Yes,
based on how the Ritva presents the Arva, the Kuduva, the Lovigu.
Yeah.
So why can't we then explain the Ramban at Al-Peh? I mean, the reason that we rejected the Ramban being Al-Peh was because then it would be cliche halukos and it wouldn't fit in with the Rahuna. But if you use the Svar, then it's their one goof. So Papa would say the halukos. Because it's all packed and they're not together, and then Rav Huna would come give you the chiddush that they're one goof, and then therefore.
So they can really be alpeh based on the svara of chad guf. What did Ritva initially say? He said it within Rashi, if you remember. He didn't say it. Did he say it within the Ramban himself? He's talking within Rashi now.
I thought it was within the Ramban.
One second. Well, right now, when he talks about the Yerushalmi, he's assuming within Rashi that it's Eidus B'Shtar on Eidi Halva. Then he brings V'Harayvet Pirsha B'Eidi Piron. So the whole first section of the Ritva is going within Rashi.
Where he says it can be Alpeh?
Yeah. That's within Rashi. Right, he's saying Ramban, but that's Rashi. Even though we didn't see that in the Ramban. I'm asking. The Ramban that we saw just asked the Kasha that it should be two Eidios. The Ramban, we didn't see anywhere in the Ramban that therefore it must be a case of a star. But the Ritva puts it into the Ramban. And the Ramban says, therefore, according to Rashi, there's no Eidsa but to assume that it was the star. And that's what the Ritva, as the Rush said as well. All this was within Rashi. But you're saying, you're asking, but once you're getting pshat in the idea of chad gufa, that the svar is a chad gufa, let it even be a case of alpeh. That's what you're asking. It's a good taina. Yeah. He sort of arrives at it. First, he assumes he doesn't say anything about pshat in the Gemara, but he says it has to be, but could be. It sounds like it's not enough. Yeah, your attack is a good kasha. Why do you have to come on to aid this b'shtar if that's the case? Maybe because of our papa. No, but our papa is even better. No, he's asking the kasha. If it's aid this b'shtar, then why do you need to come on to the svar of the Gemara? So maybe not be a disbishtar. That's what you're asking. Okay, here. Okay, any other questions? The sugya is clear, hopefully. I mean, again, there's a whole other part we didn't do. We didn't do the Margitin, another Pagina, and another thing here and there if you want. But basically, it was a good, Baruch Hashem, it was good. We did well, I think. We are in Hara. Okay, so we start Chazar, that's a system.